This is a reading of the document titled Taking Up Arms. It is an individual activity and is part of the big picture lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity has three sections. They are instructions, the primary source text, and analysis questions. There are six total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions. Analyze the primary source document titled Texas Declaration of Causes for Taking Up Arms Against Santa Anna and answer the document analysis questions below. Primary source text. Texas Declaration of Causes for Taking Up Arms Against Santa Anna, November 7, 1835. Quote, whereas General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna and other military chieftains have by force of arms overthrown the federal institutions of Mexico and dissolved the social compact which existed between Texas and the other members of the Mexican Confederacy, now the good people of Texas, availing themselves of their natural rights, solemnly declare, first, that they have taken up arms in defense of their rights and liberties, which were threatened by encroachments of military despots, and in defense of the republican principles of the Federal Constitution of Mexico of 1824. Second, that Texas is no longer morally or civilly bound by the compact of union, yet, stimulated by the generosity and sympathy common to a free people, they offer their support and assistance to such of the members of the Mexican Confederacy as will take up arms against military despotism. Third, that they do not acknowledge that the present authorities of the nominal Mexican Republic have the right to govern within the limits of Texas. Fourth, that they will not cease to carry on war against the said authorities whilst their troops are within the limits of Texas. Fifth, that they hold it to be their right during the disorganization of the federal system and the reign of despotism to withdraw from the Union, to establish an independent government, or to adopt such measures as they may deem best calculated to protect their rights and liberties, but that they will continue faithful to the Mexican government so long as that nation is governed by the Constitution and laws that were framed for the government of the political association. Sixth, that Texas is responsible for the expenses of her armies now in the field. Seventh, that the public faith of Texas is pledged for the payment of any debts contracted by her agents. Eighth, that she will reward by donations in land all who volunteer their services in her present struggle and receive them as citizens. These declarations we solemnly avow to the world and call God to witness their truth and sincerity and invoke defeat and disgrace upon our heads, should we prove guilty of duplicity. Unquote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this activity. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Question one. Define the phrase taking up arms. Use context clues from the document to support your explanation. Repeating question one. Define the phrase taking up arms. Use context clues from the document to support your explanation. Question two. What claims are made against Santa Anna in the first paragraph? Repeating question two. What claims are made against Santa Anna in the first paragraph? Question three. In your opinion, are the claims listed above in question two against Santa Anna enough to declare war against Mexico? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 3. In your opinion, are the claims listed above in question 2 against Santa Anna enough to declare war against Mexico? Explain your reasoning. Question 4. In your own words, summarize the second declaration. Repeating question 4. In your own words, summarize the second declaration. Question 5. Analyze the excerpt below and answer the questions that follow. Quote, fifth, that they hold it to be their right during the disorganization of the federal system and the reign of despotism to withdraw from the Union, to establish an independent government, or to adopt such measures as they may deem best calculated to protect their rights and liberties. End quote. Part A. In the excerpt above, the Texians state that they hold it to be their right to withdraw from the Union to establish an independent government. Why must they withdraw from the Union first? Repeating part A. In the excerpt above, the Texians state that they hold it to be their right to withdraw from the Union to establish an independent government. Why must they withdraw from the Union first? Part B. Because the Texians withdrew from the Union, they had to establish a provisional government. Does the statement, to establish an independent government or to adopt such measures as they may deem best calculated to protect their rights and liberties, provide evidence of what type of government they planned to establish? Explain your answer. Repeating part B. Because the Texians withdrew from the Union, they had to establish a provisional government. Does the statement, to establish an independent government or to adopt such measures as they may deem best calculated to protect their rights and liberties, provide evidence of what type of government they plan to establish? Explain your answer. Question 6. If they had not received support from the United States, do you think the outcome of the Texas Revolution would have been different? Repeating question 6. If they had not received support from the United States, do you think the outcome of the Texas Revolution would have been different? This concludes the activity, Taking Up Arms.